Thursday, May 19th, I'm Wilson Tang, and it's time to get loaded. Yesterday, we reported on a major Android security vulnerability that could have allowed someone to snoop a user's identity over an unencrypted Wi-Fi connection. Google, for its part, has responded immediately by rolling out a fix on its servers, which will require no action from users. It's expected to take the next few days and essentially forces all Android devices to connect over HTTPS. Amazon in Germany may have leaked the price of the anticipated HP Pre-3. At least in Germany, the Pre-3 was listed at 449 euros or 640 US dollars. Unfortunately, the listing page did not have an availability date, and so far HP has yet to announce a launch date. Amazon has entered the trade-in market for your old gadgets. To start on the new online pawn shop program, users can now pick from a list of 2,550 gadgets and must list their condition. Amazon, in turn, will let you know how much they will give you for your old iPod and send you a prepaid shipping label. Comcast has rolled out a new update to its iPhone and iPod Touch Xfinity TV app. The new update allows users to access video on demand just like the iPad version could since February. The app will let you watch 25 networks, but only if you're on a Wi-Fi connection. 3G is still a no-go. Quantum computers has been the stuff of high-end physics and science fiction, but now you can buy your very own quantum computer. A company called D-Wave has launched the world's first commercially available quantum computer, and it comes equipped with a 128 qubit processor that will make it much easier to break encryption keys. But the D-Wave 1, as it's called, will cost you a cool $10 million to start. And finally, Angry Birds was announced for Windows Phone 7 months ago, but users should expect to be prepared to wait to get their pig-busting fix. Microsoft says that the new Angry Birds, which was scheduled for release at the end of this month, won't be available until June 29th. Those are your headlines for today. I'm Wilson Tang for CNET.com, and you've just been loaded.